Track 6, more news stories. Mini chefs enjoy cookery classes at nursery. Nursery school children in Newton Abbott and King's Stainton have been learning to cook. Children at the Old Station Nursery Group's two Teenbridge nurseries have been taking part in newly launched cookery classes. The weekly classes now give the youngsters a chance to experience the skills, smells, and tastes of home cooking. In the classes, children wear aprons and chef's hats as they measure, weigh, and mix ingredients using specially designed children's cooking and baking tools. So far, yogurt, flatbreads, raspberry, banana, oat cookies, and pizzas have been on the menu. The new mobile mini kitchens featuring a cool touch oven and child-friendly equipment with easy grip handles offer a safe and controlled environment for cooking, with both staff and children enjoying the fun challenge they provide. Nursery bosses say the aim is to instill a lifelong pleasure in making and enjoying delicious foods to support well-being and overall health. Emma Pittam, early years director, said, "We're so delighted to roll this enhancement out to all our nursery settings. Learning to cook at a young age is thoroughly enjoyed by the children and is an excellent, engaging way to build basic math skills through activities such as counting eggs or measuring water, along with exploring scientific concepts such as chemical reactions when the baking powder makes the cake rise. By exploring their senses, an adventurous palate and confidence grow, and a host of homemade goodies are proudly taken home for everyone to enjoy. Children can take recipe cards home, allowing them to practice skills and build confidence while having fun. Parents can stay updated on their child's learning experience through daily updates on the Nursery Parent app, which includes explanations for each photo and by following the Facebook page." And there's a lovely photograph of the four chefs, complete with aprons and their hats, in front of an oven.
Fake fridge used to hide illegal tobacco. Fake walls and a fake fridge were used by South Devon retailers trying to conceal illegal tobacco as trading standards executed raids on several premises. Officers from Heart of the Southwest Trading Standards took part in a major operation to disrupt the sale of illegal tobacco across the region last week. Supported by Devon and Cornwall Police, officers visited six retailers, four in Torquay and two in Exeter. Using specifically trained sniffer dogs, Bran, Cooper and Griff, as well as a legal cash detection dog, Maggie, illegal tobacco products were seized at all six premises, including illegal vapes at two. The recovered goods include more than 200 illegal vapes, 1,000 cigarette packets and 400 pouches are thought to be valued at £16,000. Officers also discovered several sophisticated attempts to conceal the stashes, including fake walls and a fake fridge with a hydraulic opening mechanism. The seizures were all part of a nationally funded illegal tobacco operation called Operation CC. Regional illegal tobacco and vape lead in the Southwest, Ben Hayes, who coordinated Operation CC, said, "This has been another successful multi-agency operation to tackle illegal tobacco disruption and the criminals who operate within our communities. I urge anyone with concerns about the sales of illegal tobacco and vaping products, including their underage sales, to report them to Trading Standards Southwest. You may have a missing piece of information that we need to disrupt serious crime and organised crime."
Multi-story lift to reopen at the end of the month. The lift at Newton Abbott's multi-storey car park should be working again come the end of the month, Teenbridge District Council have said. The essential modernisation work to replace the lift at Sherburn Road car park has taken longer than TDC anticipated. The lift will remain out of use while final repairs and safety checks take place. Work will continue over the next 2 weeks, with the council saying that, subject to final testing, the lift should be back in use by Friday the 28th of March. The work to the lift began in January. The reliability, or rather lack thereof, of the lift has long been a source of complaint among car park users.
Tynmouth Orangery preps for opening. Tynmouth's own Garden of Eden has been undergoing a makeover before it opens on Tuesday, April the 1st, thanks to the efforts of volunteers from the Friends of Tynmouth Orangery and Tynmouth Gardening Club. Volunteers have rolled up their sleeves to prepare the walls of the Grade 2 listed Tynmouth Orangery for repainting and have been busy replanting the beds inside and outside. Tynmouth Orangery, which is located in Bitton Park, is believed to have been built in 1842 but fell into disrepair and was threatened with demolition in 1979 before it was restored in 1985. Friends of Tynmouth Orangery volunteers have also taken on the care and upkeep of the decorative beds outside Bitton House. Volunteers are always welcome to come along to gardening sessions at the Orangery, which take place every Friday between 10 a.m. and 12 noon, with a break halfway through for tea or coffee and biscuits. Tynmouth Orangery houses a range of plants from different climate zones. And for plants from cooler climates grow happily with the orangery hosting ferns, hibiscus, clematis and other smaller plants. The orangery is open from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sunday between April the 1st and September. Entry is free and visitors are welcome to chat to the volunteers about the building and the plants, or simply just to enjoy the peace and tranquility.